and it's going to kill us. It's really going to hurt us bad because we don't have the food to fall back on.
Skagway's new no smoking law was tailor-made, but not everyone is happy. And locals represent Alaska in one of winter sports' more artistic events. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up ahead. Skagway residents have less than 3 months to quit smoking. Inside public places, that is. The Borough Assembly voted unanimously to outlaw smoking indoors where people are employed, with a few exceptions that followed public objection. Most businesses in Skagway, including clubs and bars, will have to trade ashtrays for no smoking signs within the next few months to comply with the latest rule passed by the municipality. Borough Manager Tom Smith.
It goes to health and safety, and that is certainly within the purview of the Assembly to try to look after and improve health and safety of our community.
The law reads that starting April 20th, no smoking can happen inside of workplaces or within certain distances from their entrances. Skagway is the latest in a list of nearby towns and cities that have outlawed the habit indoors, but there are a few differences in Skagway's law that set it apart from others. Those distinctions were a product of complaints from residents who were unhappy with the original version of the ordinance.
I did not feel that the city of Skagway should have the right to tell me that I cannot smoke in my own building.
Sharon Bolton owns a small business in Skagway, so small that she's the only employee and seldom has customers in her office. Bolton is also a smoker.
If I have no employees and the general public does not enter my building, then it should be my right to smoke in my place of business.
And the Assembly used Bolton's feedback to make one final adjustment to the law before adopting it.
They were actually quite understanding. Their major focus seemed to be on businesses that have employees, which I can sort of understand, although to me, if an employee, especially in a very small business where there's only one or two employees, if they don't want to be around smoke, then find another job.
The amendment made it legal to smoke in single-employee, appointment-only workplaces. That includes businesses like Bolton's and places like some workshops and the cabs of heavy equipment. That amendment convinced one Assembly member to change his opposition to a yes vote in the end. The Assembly had previously rejected a motion 5-1 to bring the ordinance to voters in the spring. Borough officials said the process they used included sufficient opportunities for public input.
Well, I believe that the dialogue, discussion, and debate were relatively comprehensive.
Manager Smith says the Assembly was attentive to community feedback, noting they once tabled the ordinance to allow for more public discussion.
So I think there was a lot of effort to make sure that it was an open process and that everybody that had a stake or an opinion on the issue could bring it forward and be recognized and if possible, have it incorporated into the ordinance.
The municipality's Health, Education, and Welfare Committee has worked with the public since last fall to tailor a law that worked best for the town, introducing several versions of the rule before it passed. That group is chaired by Assemblywoman Colette Hisman, who says the idea for the ordinance came from one of her constituents.
Oh, I feel the finished product really does answer every need that this community might have when it comes to protection from secondhand smoke. And I feel pretty confident that the finished product is a really good and beneficial document.
But Michelle Carlson, with the Fraternal Order of the Eagles, one of Skagway's clubs, felt the decision was rushed.
You know, all of this is slammed through in the winter when there isn't representation for these business owners here. And then, again, the not taking it to a vote of the people.
Carlson says the club has been proactive about lowering smoke exposure on their own. They've created a no-smoking section, a year ago installed a $10,000 smoke abatement system, and surveyed their membership, only to find the majority chose to allow smoking. She says the Assembly's decision will affect Skagway's clubs more than it does other businesses in town.
We don't do food, and all of these other places do food. The Elks and the Eagles do not. And it's going to kill us. It's really going to hurt us bad, because we don't have the food to fall back on. Like last night we met, we're looking at laying people off, and we are going to have to adjust.
Assemblywoman Hisman insisted a range of complaints were taken into consideration when the ordinance was formed.
I think that some of the strongest push would have been from people that didn't want it to be in either the bars or they didn't want it to be in the private clubs. And the way I look at that was that this ordinance was a smoke-free work environment to protect employees from having to deal with the repercussions of secondhand smoke, you know, the ability to be able to provide for your family and yet not have to be put at risk. And so when I looked at that and listened to all the comments over and over again, I heard from people that they wanted it to be a level playing field and that they thought that if it was going to be in the bars, it should be in the clubs also. And so that's the way we ended up going.
The law goes into effect April 20th, giving residents almost 3 months to put new requirements in place. Those actions include installing no smoking signs and removing indoor ashtrays and some outdoor ones. The borough also has a to-do list before the law is enforced. Again, borough manager Tom Smith.
Definitely we want to go with the bulk mailing or special mailing to everybody that has mail service here to provide some good basic education on the new ordinance. Also, any other opportunities that we have to get information out, we want to take advantage of that.
High school seniors are beginning to plan their summers, thinking beaches, jobs, maybe classes. But what about spending the summer working with a senator? Senator Lisa Murkowski is accepting applications for this summer's internship program for Alaskan students who graduate from high school this spring. Applications are available at your high school and must be faxed in by March 11th. Down in Breckenridge, Colorado right now, a racket of television news networks, radio stations, and crews from two documentary projects are busy getting footage of one of the most artistic events in winter sports. 15 teams from all over the world are there to compete in an annual international snow sculpture championship. Germany, the Netherlands, Austria, Canada, China, Australia, Mexico, and Skagway, USA.
Great here, too. In fact, it's too good. It's 42 degrees. It's sunny, and we're doing pretty well, though. We got pretty good at putting sails up to block the sun.
That might sound nice, but Bruce Schindler of Team USA Alaska says it's not good snow sculpting weather.
Every year that we've done this, we've had really warm weather and had to deal with, melting snow and, our details starting to slug off and just trying to strategize how to work around it. And the cool thing is, after those years, this year, we just know what we can do. So we've done everything that we can, and then we're just not stressing it. Whatever happens, happens.
Team Alaska is made up of carvers of different varieties from Skagway and beyond, several with experience winning international carving events. The team was invited to the competition for the third year in a row after winning Kids' Choice and People's Choice awards for their humorously creative monoliths that always cleverly depict Alaska's unique culture. This year is no different.
Well, since we're basically tour guides and stuff, we love narratives, we love to tell stories, and so that's what our theme is all the time. We generally don't win the judges' choices because we don't have a complicated structure. What we do is we have a narrative. This year's narrative, what we've done is we've carved a 12-foot-tall book, and the book is Alaska Stories. And this particular volume, Volume 4, is Jack London. And so we have a tall book with Jack London's story spilling out of the book, out of both color covers, out of the end of the book. And the stories in particular are To Build a Fire, White Fang, and then a few elements from other stories in his other books.
Schindler, along with Pete and Doug Lucchetti, Ken Graham, and Carrie Rutland, were in the home stretch of carving when we talked Friday afternoon. They were estimating about 20 more hours of sculpting ahead of them before judges do their thing on Saturday.
We're kind of behind, and we were hoping to maybe quit like about midnight tonight, but I think it's going to be an all-nighter, or at least till we get to the point where we start doing more damage than good, but we should be good till about 6 a.m. anyhow.
The team must form their sculptures from 20-ton blocks of compressed snow without the help of power tools, internal structures, or color.
We all come up with an idea that we kind of like. Then it's, draw the pictures, draw kind of find things we like, refine it until we get some images that look pretty good. And that's Pete's job, and then Pete will take that and sculpt it in clay. So we get a full three-dimensional model that's scaled 1 inch to 1 foot. So it's 10 by 10 by 12 inches. And then once we have that model, then we use that to carve from. But the trick with that clay model is to ship it down to Colorado intact. And so far, we've been pretty lucky with that.
Skagway might be at some disadvantage putting their skills to test in such a warm environment, but there are other teams that have never even carved in snow before this competition.
Yeah, you're going to love this. We've got up here, there's 15 teams total, one team from Australia, one team from Mexico, and so they sculpt sand, and the only time they have exposure to snow is when they come up here. So it's really neat to see their perspective and the way they go into a block. And, of course, they're doing, you know, Aztec themes, and the Aussies are doing a kangaroo and a love seat, which is really cute.
Listen to KHNS next week for results from Team Alaska's Snow Sculpting Marathon in Breckenridge, Colorado. Again, carver Bruce Schindler.
It's really cool. It's really humbling. In our first year, we were as green as could be and you know, wet behind the ears, and now it feels like it's old hat. Everybody knows us, and two of the ladies that run this treat us like gems, and it's really sweet.
This is Tara Bicknell reporting for KHNS.